The Australian Open on In Play Radio.
Welcome along to the Australian Open podcast. We're doing this every day, looking forward to the matches that take place overnight, and we've got an absolute cracker in store coming up. Who will meet Andy Murray in the Australian Open final? Of course, the Brit defeating Thomas Burdick in four sets to book his place in the final. And Novak Djokovic takes on Stan Wawrinka. 2-9 Djokovic, Wawrinka 100-30 to see who faces Murray in Sunday's final. I spoke to Nick Lester before the semi-finals took place, and here are his thoughts on the big match, Djokovic-Wawrinka.
If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games and point-by-point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on InPlay Radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill InPlay or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Let's look at the other semi-final, your favourite for the tournament against the winner last year, Novak Djokovic versus Stan Wawrinka. Djokovic is 2-9, Wawrinka 100-30. A lot of people talking about backing Wawrinka on the outrights to win the actual tournament at the price, because if he gets through this match, then he's back in the final again. And of course, he did it last year, and last year's run was tougher than this year. I mean, he put out Djokovic in the quarterfinals, had Burdick in the semis, then beat Nadal, of course, in the finals. So he's back there again. In racing parlance, course and distance is something that is always taken into consideration. Djokovic has looked good though, Nick, hasn't he? You know, not dropped a set. Whether you think he was brilliant or Rajanic was off colour, I don't suppose it really matters, but he just keeps delivering, doesn't he, Novak Djokovic?
Yeah, I think it's one of those cases that he made Rajanic go off colour, you know what I mean? I just think he nullified everything that Rajanic does well. Rajanic creates pressure, obviously, by serving big. And, you know, it's funny because had he been able to take a couple of opportunities in the first set, it could well have been a very different story. But, of course, once Djokovic just got the opening set under his belt, the big server then suddenly feels the pressure and he was able to roll in from there. But, you know, the big number for me so far this tournament is Djokovic has only, I think, lost serve once in five matches.
Unbelievable.
Talk about Djokovic not being a particularly big server. But, you know, I think he's trying to use a bit more width on the serve. He's trying to just outmaneuver opponents and get that first strike in a little better, which has been something he's been able to do. Talk of Wawrinka, I mean, you know, I agree with everything you said, but and I also would have to add to that, I think he's a better player than he was a year ago. You know, I think he's a more relaxed player than he was a year ago. He came in here a year ago having not won a major. He ended last year, obviously, as a champion, a Davis Cup winner as well. And he started the year very, very quickly. And I was a little surprised by how much he dominated Kai Nishikori. I must say, I thought Nishikori would put up a stronger showing than that. But, you know, Wawrinka can blow holes in anyone. He has a game that can beat anyone from the back of the court. He can outmaneuver you. And Djokovic saw it coming, or perhaps didn't see it coming last year. And that could be the decisive thing for me. I think Novak knows what's coming now. I just have a feeling that he's going to be aware of the situation. He beat him in the Barclays ATP World Tour Finals last year pretty comfortably. Again, different surface. But I just think Djokovic is going to be alive to this one. I don't think he's going to be stung twice. I think he's going to go to four, but I've got to stick with Djokovic. He was my man at the start of the tournament. I'm not going away from that, and especially having seen the way he played against Rajanic today, you know, the length he's keeping on the ball. You know, one thing, obviously, for Wawrinka is he wants to try and get on top of the ball early, and Djokovic can stifle you in that regard. He makes it so hard to attack you. So, for me, my money's on Djokovic. I think overall, I think he's going to be a little too solid, and I'll go with him in four.
The interesting thing, I was looking back at that match like last year in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open, and it was a five setter, but it was a short five setter, wasn't it? It was 2-6, 6-4, 6-2, 3-6. The last set went 9-7, which was a great final set, but it wasn't one of those where you kind of the battling out in seven fives and tie breaks and all that. There were quite a lot of breaks of serve in the match.
Yeah, and Stan's that sort of player, you know. Mm. You know, he's the sort of player that for 10 minutes yes. will be untouchable. Yeah. You won't be able to get, and then for 10 minutes he'll be pretty awful. Mm. He's just that sort of guy. And I think one of the factors for that is he actually plays very, very quickly. If you watch him play, he barely takes time between points. I mean, his average, I think, last year was about 15 seconds between points. So there's not a lot of thought process, I think, at times with him. He just gets on with it. And then points do go quickly. So I'm not massively surprised about that. I just think, as I say, I think the big factor for me is that Djokovic has been stung here before.
Yeah.
And I just have a feeling that is going to be in the back of his mind. He seems to be very relaxed. There's been so much talk about Boris Becker, obviously, with the coaching relationship there, having seen the way they're interacting today again. It looks positive for me, I must say. I wasn't convinced by it. But I just have a feeling that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if this one went five. I think this has got a four or five setter in it again. But I think Djokovic overall on a hard court has just been a little too much, too more consistent. But again, you know, a three and a bit to one on Wawrinka, you've got to say that's a very generous offering.
Yeah.
For a guy who's a defending champion, hasn't lost this year. Again, let's factor that in. January, the month of January, the stats are incredible. I think he's 20-0 in the month of January.
Wow.
At three and a bit to one, that's a big price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.